Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Most people don't need Lightroom and they don't need Capture One. They don't need anything with all those features. And they certainly don't need to be paying the subscription fee every single month. I'm not a big fan of Lightroom. I'm not a big fan of Adobe. I'm not a big fan of subscription models. And Adobe has been the major force behind pushing the entire software industry towards subscription. And particularly for something like editing my photos, I don't want to have to pay a fee every month just in case I might want to open up that folder and have a look at some of my raw files. I don't think Adobe's been very nice to photographers for decades. I was kind of cranky with them even before they came out of Lightroom. And Lightroom was a copy of Capture One. And Capture One was really, really good. Capture One existed because the guys at Phase One were making digital backs to go on Hasselblads and things like that. And they're capturing a whole lot of data that you can't stuff into a TIFF file or a JPEG. Capture One really changed the landscape when it comes to editing raw files. It was all about the workflow. It was about having efficient tools to move through a series of images and save time. It wasn't about editing a single photo, and it wasn't about applying the same edits to a batch of photos. It was something in between. I can honestly say I owe a lot of my success in my career to having gotten onto Capture One really early, and it made me really efficient at being able to get through a lot of photos. I've been a big fan of Capture One for a very long time, but that really started to change as Capture One started to get a little less generous with which cameras that they support. You started seeing these things where they wouldn't support other medium format systems that might be competing with their Phase One gear. And then they started doing special deals with certain brands. And so if you were on Lumix, they wouldn't support tethering and things like that. Ironically, one of the headlines over the last 12 months has been Capture One has come on board with Lumix, or should I say Lumix has come on board with Capture One. Some sort of deal's been done, and now for certain Lumix cameras, you can support direct tethering. And tethering is great in Capture One. It works really well. It's a really good way to run a shoot. So if you're doing commercial work and you're doing studio shoots, and you've got your client sitting there and you want to have a different screen that they can look and watch the images come through, and it's pulling through the adjustments, all that stuff is really, really great. But most people simply don't need tethering. They don't need that kind of feature. Most people just want to edit their photos. Most people don't need Lightroom and they don't need Capture One. They don't need anything with all those features. And they certainly don't need to be paying the subscription fee every single month. What do you do if you don't want to run Lightroom or Capture One and pay a subscription model? Where do you go? And I know lots of my friends on Mastodon will immediately be screaming, Darktable, Darktable, you gotta get into Darktable. In the free and open source software world, there are genuine options. The main issue that I have with going down that path is what happens when a new camera comes out. You often have to wait a very long time before your brand new camera gets properly supported by your open source software. It's a problem. And with commercial software, you sometimes have to wait a very long time and you've got to upgrade to the new version. It's going to cost you money. Because that's the problem I have with Capture One at the moment. A new camera comes out and I'm going to have to upgrade, and I don't want to do that. I'm happy with my version of Capture One. I don't want to learn a whole new version, and I don't want to have to be forced into a subscription model. So where do I go? This particular problem is an issue that I hit probably 3 years ago. I was shooting with the Lumix GH6. It had just come out. There was no support for it with Lightroom. There was no support for it with Capture One. And at that time, we didn't know that Capture One were going to be total pigs about supporting Lumix cameras. (laughs) Lucky for me, I was able to try out a version of DxO PhotoLab. I think I was at PhotoLab version 5 maybe, and it was good. It's a little different to what you're going to get when you step into Lightroom or step into Capture One. It feels different. It doesn't have quite the level of polish as to how the UI works. But it still works. And it's got all the usual features that you really want to see. It's got tools that let you do cloning and healing. It lets you clear up spots on your sensor. It lets you do all the usual editing with curves and gradients. And you can put in layers. You can drop a gradient in somewhere and darken it up. And you can brush in an area and brighten it up. It's got all the usual features. And one of the things it doesn't have is actually one of the reasons that I like it. It doesn't do libraries and catalogs. If there's one thing I've learned from running workshops, it's that a lot of people really struggle with Lightroom and just the whole library situation. Moving from one computer to another is a real pain in the neck for a lot of people. Capture One handles it slightly better, but Capture One decided to go down the library slash catalog mode as well, and so they recreated the same drama. One of the things that I like about DxO is that there's no library, there's no catalog. It simply puts a whole bunch of files on your computer next to the raw file that you're editing. So if you take that folder from your laptop and you put it onto a hard drive and you take that to your desktop, all your work's still there. You just keep going. I really like a simple workflow. I like that I can move my stuff from one computer to another and just keep working on it. And this isn't actually the best bit of DxO. It doesn't matter if you buy a brand new camera or a brand new lens that wasn't supported at the time you purchased the software. What happens is when you open up a RAW file that says, I was taken with this model camera and this model lens, the software goes back to the website and says, hey, I've got this new camera that I haven't seen before. Can I download a module for that, please? The software downloads the module and suddenly your three-year-old version of PhotoLab is now supporting your brand new camera. It seems so ridiculously simple and so obvious, and it's just a really good feature. The support you get from DxO for new gear is really, really good, and that's on top of they're not making you pay subscriptions. For 99% of people out there taking photographs, DxO PhotoLab is a way better option than Lightroom. It's easier to learn, it's simpler, it runs faster on your hardware because Lightroom is a pig. DxO is really good value. When I last dug into alternatives for Capture One and Lightroom and things that weren't subscription model, I found a lot of stuff out there that was nice and looked kind of pretty, but didn't actually do a very good job. And often they were really hammering their AI features and not really making a better piece of software. Because the thing is, once you build this software, once you get the scaffolding right, I don't think it needs a heap of upgrade. It doesn't need to be completely re-engineered every single year. That's just the marketing people talking. That's just the marketing people who want some new feature so that they can go to market. And I know that's the world we live in. We are ruled by marketing and we are in a market and capitalism is king and we are just pawns. We are just grist to the mill. But I would really love it if a large chunk of the photography community would push back on this whole subscription bullshit. I would really love it if just a bunch of people would go out and buy DxO PhotoLab instead of Lightroom. If a bunch of people would buy Affinity Photo instead of Adobe Photoshop. There's a part of me that wishes Affinity would actually purchase DxO PhotoLab and bring that into their collection, because Affinity is amazing value. I let go of InDesign a long time ago and moved over to Affinity Publisher, and for $50, I was able to do that. One-time fee, $50, and I was free of the Adobe empire forever. Part of the problem here is that we get attached to the software we use. We invest time and we learn how things work and we get familiar with it and we gain skills. So changing from one piece of software to another is not a trivial thing. And I wouldn't do this as much as I do if it weren't for the fact that I'm reviewing things. Reviewing DxO PhotoLab just opened my eyes. And that was 3 years ago. And the software I was using 3 years ago was really good. And one of my friends moved over to DxO Photo Lab recently, and he was done with paying Adobe for Lightroom. And I looked at what he's got, and it looks way better than the version that I have still today. If they make the software better, I think that's a reason to pay an extra fee and upgrade. I think they have earned that money at that point. And it depends on how much it's going to cost. I think maybe it was $100 to upgrade my version of PhotoLab, something like that. I don't think it was very much. It was less than a year's worth of subscription to Lightroom. Yes, it is hard to migrate from one piece of software to another. I totally get that. It is a real obstacle. You need some kind of a push. You need a nudge in order to do that. So I'm hoping today was a nudge for you. I'm hoping I have convinced you enough just to go and have a look. It doesn't matter if you actually do it. It doesn't matter if you go and buy it. What if you just do a Google search for alternatives for whatever software you're currently using now and just have a look and see what's out there. Most of these things will have a trial version. You can download it, use it for 30 days or something like that. And you can just give it a go. And if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. It hasn't cost you anything. You might have fun. You might step into a different world and think, actually, I kind of like this. And it is very personal. It's really, really personal. There's a particular workshop that I've been running for over a decade now. It's a 4-day event where we do a whole bunch of food photography in a little farmhouse in the country. And it is marvelous. And what happens in that workshop is people bring their laptops, they've got Lightroom on it typically, and I see them struggling. I see them really struggling. And it depends which version of Lightroom, because Lightroom's not Lightroom. There's the web version, there's the classic version, there's the CC version. It is a pain in the neck keeping up with Lightroom. I had always assumed that if someone is using Lightroom, it's because they tried a few things and that's just the one that they liked. And my job is to help them get the best out of Lightroom. And for the most part, I think that's an accurate assessment. But what I missed was that a lot of people are using Lightroom simply because it's the first one they tried and they actually haven't looked and they hate it and they wrestle with it and they struggle with it. And there are things about the interface that just doesn't gel with their way of dealing with photos. And to my surprise, giving them an opportunity to look at Capture One instead of Lightroom, bang, they got it. They just felt more at home. Whereas some people feel more at home with Lightroom having moved from Capture One. The thing I'm trying to really say here is that it's not a one size fits all scenario. It's not as though one particular piece of software is going to be the best software for everyone. So if you're using Capture One or using Lightroom, just because that you always have, I just want to encourage you to take a look at alternatives. If the whole subscription model thing causes you grief, if that irritates you just a little bit, just even a fraction as much as it irritates me, then please go and have a look. Start with DxO Photo Lab because it's actually a really good option. If you like this conversation, please drop me a little note, drop a comment for me. And if you're on the podcast, please do drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great day.